What's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing great. Happy Thursday. Damn, this week went by quick, man. Just chilling, you know, another day in Odala. Had to work today, getting my routine back in schedule. Little by little, you already know. Excuse me. On this podcast, I want to talk about pretty much relationships and marriages during this quarantine going on. There's a lot of divorce rates going up, a lot of issues going on with relationships during this COVID issue and this pandemic, and people are just, you know, the fact that they're not working, they're working remotely home, you know, they get to see each other's face all the time, husband and wife, they just get annoyed, and it's like, damn, sometimes you just need that break from the other person, the other significant other, you know, whether he's at work or something, you just get that break, time for yourself, you know, sometimes it's like you need that, but during this quarantine, nobody had that, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's bound to have people, you know, breaking up, arguing, you know, cheating, you know, and just dealing with issues, financial issues, you know, marriage, and it's like sometimes bills can't get paid because some people are laid off because of COVID. It's not their fault, but that's how things happen, man. And it's like things are just getting, you know, too much, man. And there's still people laid off, man. There's still a lot of people with no jobs, man. Husbands and wives, and they, you know, they're just dealing with a lot of issues. And they're just calling it quits. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to. They're just not. They're giving up on the marriage, giving up on a relationship because they're just tired. I guess, you know, dealing with a lot of shit. They go through depression. You know, they go through, we just go through a lot thanks to COVID, you know, and it sucks. A lot of people really need the, you know, there's no intimacy, is not there no more. It's not like they don't even go out dates no more. You can't even do that because then you gotta wear a mask and there's any social distancing. It's like, damn, like what the fuck, what's got to give, man? It's like, what can you do, you know? It sucks, you know, it really sucks, but that's how life is. It's the new normal for now, and so all we gotta do is just deal with it and try to work our way around it and try to be as best as we can, you know. We're always gonna have arguments come and go. That's part of a relationship, you know. We just gotta figure out ways to work things out and figure out why she, you know, she gets mad, and why is she getting mad? Why is he getting mad? You know, why? What's up? You know, talk. It's all communication. You need communication, especially during this pandemic. You know, people just don't want to talk no more. Just fuck it, I'm out of here. They do this, they just leave, you know. And I gotta take my own advice as well. You know, we all do. But you know, COVID just taught us a lot, man. And it's like, damn. It's that we gotta be more close with our, you know, with our wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, and, you know, we have to talk, we got to communicate, because things, it's all about communication and understanding the other person's side, and figure out ways to try to go by that, because I'm still working myself every day, man. Yo, like, I always try to find out ways to make, you know, make me better, and make my significant other better, you know, during this pandemic. Not make her life worse, not make, you know, and she needs to do the same with me. Find out what's wrong, what's going on, you know, let me deal with this certain situation the way I want to deal with it. And things will get done, you know, during this pandemic. And, you know, we just got to think positive, you know, and figure out, talk to her, like, everything's going to be okay, and let her talk to me. It's all about, you know, help each other out, lift each other, you know, support each other during this time, you know, because it's hard for everybody, you know, so we got to be that person to, you know, stand up, take the plate, stand up to the plate and be like, yo, you know what, I got you, like, don't worry about it, you know, I know you're struggling, you're not working, so just work, just do something, I'll take care of this bill, you know, you can't pay, and I'll take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Just work together. Teamwork. That's what a relationship is, right? So, you know, if things can be like that, a lot of people don't think that way, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's about themselves, and, you know, and relationships go down the drain, and, you know, and just like, oh, they just want to blame everybody else for their mistakes and blame you for your relationship the way it is. And it shouldn't be like that. Yeah, both should come to a conclusion and talk and say, yo, listen, let's work it out. There's some things that I don't like, and there's some things that you don't like about me. So let's figure out what you don't like, and I'll do my best to change. Same thing with you, you know, same thing with the other person. You know, yeah, not some one person's not working during COVID, fine, cool. See if the other person can, you know, try to take care as, you know, as much bills as he can. Work a little more extra if he has to. You know, then, hey, maybe that other person's significant other will help you out at the end of back in return. You know, it's always help one scratches the other hand. You know what I'm saying? You got to think like that during these times, because COVID really did damage to a lot of people, man. It's fucked up, and it's not over yet, man. We still got fucking November, December. So we have to figure out how's it gonna go by, how this is gonna work, and things will get done. But we have to do it to our, we gotta do our part. At the end of the day, we gotta do our part and figure out why is she acting like this and why are you acting, you know. It's all about figuring out, helping out the other person. Times in need, and you know, you get through it together. Yeah, a couple. Yeah, it's all about working together, being together, and showing support with each other during these bad times, during this COVID, during this pandemic, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's not about time being selfish. Sometimes you can be selfish, but not with your significant other, you know, try to talk to her, you know what I'm saying? That's what the couple is. But, you know, try to work things out and be smart about things. And, you know, things will go your way, man. And fix it. You know, this pandemic is just a... Can't let this COVID shit get to you got relationships, man. Never, man. It's not right. It's not fair. And we just got to figure it out. What's the problem? And take it from there. You know? So divorce rates shouldn't have to go up, man. They should stay... Work it out. You know what I'm saying? We all going through shit. We just gotta do our best. Excuse me, I just had some water, working out, man. You know, we all gonna go through this. We're all struggling. A lot of people are, man. You're not the only one. And just be positive. You know, and be happy. The other person, you know, just help the other person out. It's about helping out each other, man. And do things right. That's all I gotta say, guys. You know, make the best. Make, you guys are a couple. You guys been together for a while. Make it work, damn it. Go out there and do what you have to do for them, you know. I gotta do the same thing if I ever get my significant other. But I'm just saying, in general, everybody should try to work it, make it work. We all going through the struggles since this pandemic. Now, you're not the only one. Every couple is going through shit. But if y'all can make it work, then why not? Be strong during this times. We all got to. You know what I'm saying? Lord, the Lord's going to bless us. We just got to do our thing. We got to do our part. All right. Hope you guys are doing great. God bless you all. Take care. Positive vibes. Number positive vibes. Take care, you guys. Peace. Appreciate you guys hearing me out. Be sure to check out my latest YouTube channel. You know, my video. I have 2 new videos posted up. Make sure you check that out. Like, subscribe, and I'll catch y'all later on. Take care. God bless.